Hello, I am Brittany. The most remote spot in America isn't some barren desert or mountain peak. It's a trail where rescue teams need days to reach you and park rangers relocate their most dangerous bears. Today we're exploring what happens when modern hikers face true, real dangers. We are reviewing the book Into the Thoroughfare, written by Chris Irvin.
That's fascinating about the thoroughfare. Being 25 miles from the nearest pavement in any direction, it's like stepping back in time to when humans weren't at the top of the food chain.
Well, the history of the name tells us everything. Originally called Thoroughfare by fur trappers because it was their only path through this wilderness. Over time, it morphed into Thoroughfare, like the wilderness itself wanted something more threatening.
You know what really gets me? This is where they deliberately relocate their problem bears, those grizzlies that have had dangerous encounters with humans elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. And that constant threat of bears becomes this overwhelming psychological burden. The book describes hikers feeling watched, hunted even, with every step they take.
That scene with the bear discovering their shelter is absolutely chilling. Can we talk about that?
Oh my goodness, yes. The way the author describes that massive black snout pushing through the hole, breath so close it feels like a hand on their face. Then that bone-shaking roar that made Jules' ribs vibrate, its primal terror in words.
Speaking of Jules and Cliff, their transformation throughout this story is remarkable. They start as these experienced Florida hikers, thinking they're prepared for anything.
Well, that's where the ranger's warning becomes almost prophetic. Everyone is prepared until they're not. We watch them evolve from confident hikers into something much more primitive, survivors fighting against elements that could kill them in minutes.
That river crossing scene really marks their first major transition, doesn't it?
Exactly, when Jules nearly dies in that ice-cold snowmelt, that's their first real taste of the wilderness's power. The author describes it as the river's death grip. Such a visceral image of nature's indifference to human life.
And then comes that brutal blizzard, forcing them into that hollow log. It's like something straight out of our ancestral nightmares.
You know what's fascinating? The way fire becomes this central character in their survival. It's both their protector and their weapon, connecting them to thousands of years of human evolution in one desperate night.
So what makes this story resonate so strongly with modern readers?
Well, think about it. We spend our days wrestling with email and traffic jams, but deep down, we're still wired for survival. The author talks about this primeval DNA that's just waiting to be activated.
The physical challenges alone are staggering. We're talking about 10,000 feet elevation, where even breathing becomes a struggle.
And those river crossings. The Yellowstone and Thoroughfare rivers aren't your typical creek crossings. They're deep, fast-moving death traps that can kill you with their temperature alone, even in summer. It's like the wilderness has this whole arsenal of ways to end you.
The way their relationship evolves through all this danger is remarkable, too.
That's what I find most compelling, how their bond gets forged by crisis. Every near-death experience strengthens their connection. They become this perfectly synchronized survival unit, communicating without words when that bear is literally breathing down their necks.
And yet, after all this, they're already planning their next adventure. What does that tell us about human nature?
I think it speaks to this deep-seated need we have to test ourselves against something real. In our carefully curated, climate-controlled lives, we're missing that raw connection to our survival instincts. The wilderness doesn't care about your Instagram followers or your job title. It just is.
That's what makes this story so powerful, as it's not about conquering nature or having some spiritual awakening.
Exactly. It's about surviving an encounter with something bigger than ourselves, something that doesn't play by human rules. As the author reminds us, the trail doesn't end where the map says it does. It ends where nature decides you've gone far enough. And sometimes that's exactly where we need to go to remember who we really are. Test.